How intelligent machines work.
Hello, Professor Holmland. Can you hear me?
I can hear you very well, Ali.
Great. So thank you very much, Professor Holmland. I'm so happy that you agreed to Skype with me. As you know, I'm writing a post for my blog. At the moment, I'm doing some research on intelligent machines.
I'm very happy to talk to you, Ali.
Professor Holmland, you are a robotics professor. What does a robotics professor do?
Well, I design and build robots. Robots are machines that can help us to do things we don't want to do or we cannot do.
Do you also design vacuum cleaning robots?
No. Unfortunately, I don't design vacuum cleaning robots myself, but I work with the technology behind these robots. We use this technology in all kinds of robots.
Do you think a vacuum cleaning robot is intelligent?
It is intelligent in a way. A robot is not intelligent like a human, like you and me, but it has something that we call artificial intelligence. With a certain type of computer software, the robot can do some things on its own. For example, this vacuum cleaning robot can find its way around an apartment. You see, it is moving along the walls and remembers where it has been.
But how can it do that? It doesn't have any eyes, as we do.
No, Ali, it doesn't have any eyes, but it has sensors, little cameras that tell the robot where the walls are. For example, it can see the apartment, so to speak, through these sensors. But the sensors are not enough. The robot also needs artificial intelligence software to understand the information it gets through the sensors.
Wow, that sounds really complicated. Can this robot understand camera images, like a human? So, could it say to me, "Hello, Ali," when it sees me?
Yes, it could, but first it has to get to know you. It has to learn that you are not the wall of the room, but you are Ali.
Can a robot really learn something?
Yes, of course. The way a robot learns is not so different from the way we humans learn. When humans are young, they learn by playing, exploring, watching, and listening. We learn from our families, our friends, and our teachers at school. Once we know what a cat looks like, for example, we will recognize it in photos or in the real world.
Does a robot also go to school?
You could say that, yes. This vacuum cleaning robot that you can see here has already learned a lot. But to help it learn more, we show it pictures of what it needs to learn and tell it what's in these pictures. We could show it a picture of you, for example, and tell it that your name's Ali. So when it sees you in the real world, it will say hello to you.
Okay, that doesn't sound so difficult.
Well, Ali, it is quite difficult, in fact. In reality, it's not so easy to teach a robot. But technology is becoming better every day. Today, artificial intelligence can even teach itself.
Professor Holmland, thank you so much for this interesting discussion. I don't think I've understood everything you said, but I'll definitely do some more research.
It was a pleasure, Ali. Please call me again anytime if you have more questions.
I will. Thanks, Professor Holmland.